This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
There's a lot of competition out there in terms of festivals, so how do you ensure that Leeds stands out as a festival? And also, how do you keep pushing the boundaries to make it bigger and better every year?
Well, it's the music that pushes the boundaries more than anything. And you know, the truth is that I don't create the music. I just get the opportunity to listen to it and give it the opportunity to play, you know, on the festival. The bands themselves are the ones that are pushing the boundaries, that are stretching the envelope, that are, you know, bringing in new audiences all of the time. And the festival is just giving them the opportunity to connect with those audiences. I love being in that position where I'm allowing the bands and the audiences to meet and talk and play and enjoy. And that is one of the great things about being, you know, the festival director of Leeds Festival. It comes relatively naturally, if I'm honest with you, in terms of pushing that all of the time. I have a constant drive. I never stand still. I myself never ever, you know, listen to old music. I'm constantly listening to new music, and I'm doing that because it gets better.
Thank you.
Melvin, how difficult is it to choose fresh and new and exciting headliners year after year?
Well, you know, it's sometimes you say how difficult it is to choose fresh and exciting new ones, and it you know, sometimes the old ones keep coming back and forcing you to choose them because the audiences have still got that demand for them. New ones come along, Paramore, Queens of the Stone Age, Arctic Monkeys. These are acts that haven't headlined these shows before, haven't taken that big step before. They've paid their dues, and in paying their dues, they tell us when they're ready for, you know, for that next step. So in a way, it's not massively difficult because the bands are there knocking on the door. They're there saying it's our time, it's our time. And probably the greatest example of that is with Queens of the Stone Age and Paramore both saying it's their time this year, us agreeing with them that it's their time this year, but unfortunately only having you know, one night where they could do it. So they were like, we both want to do it. If we've got to toss the coin to say who headlines which night, one of us will do Reading, one of us will do Leeds. And the proverbial tossing of the coin is what happened, and that's how it was decided.
Who lower down the bill do you think will be knocking on the door this year?
Well, for me, Drenge. I'm in awe of Drenge at the moment. I think they're, you know, just incredible. Eagles, of course, you know, very much so. But, you know, the Cortinas continue, the 1975, where they've come from, is anybody's guess. They've absolutely exploded. They just sell ticket after ticket after ticket. They've really captured a moment. But for me, you know, Drenge, Royal Blood, they would probably be the two acts that I'd be most looking forward to and most anticipating great things from.
Just a word on the local bands we've seen today. How important is it for you to give local bands that opportunity on such a big stage?
Well, it's massive. I mean, you've only got to talk to them, and you know, I was never in a band, so, you know, for me, you know, I don't think I'll ever understand that sort of the absoluteness of standing on that stage and performing in front of an audience. But I do understand the energy that they bring to it, and you know, the excitement that they bring to it, and the opportunity that this gives them. And without that opportunity, music stands still. And that's why it's massively important to do so, because music can never afford to stand still. I think it stood still for a period during the 80s. I think in the late 80s it started to grow again, and it's never stopped growing ever since then. And it's never stopped growing partly because of the explosion of festivals and the opportunity for bands to play in front of, you know, big audiences. But somehow it's the energy of the youngsters that just keep coming through. They want to entertain people. They want to be on the stage.
You book a lot of bands across genres, you know, loads of different genres, going from metal all the way to sort of indie and softer music. How on earth do you choose, you know, how on earth do you keep track of those bands that are knocking on the door, as you say, and are good enough to play across these different types of music?
I don't know. I actually don't know the answer to that. I mean, you know, it's sort of how do you... I guess the key thing is not to have a closed mind on any particular genre, and I've never had a closed mind on any particular genre. The key thing is never to stand still in yourself, to say that you've heard the best thing that you can ever hear. I'm still waiting to hear the best thing that I'll ever hear, and I know that it'll get better next year than it is this year, because the bands keep getting better. And it's that philosophy of not standing still, having that willingness to listen to things, whether it is, you know, heavy metal, whether it is, you know, folk rock, whether it is, you know, heavy guitar, whether it's indie guitar. For me, the integrity will always come through when it's good, and somehow I appreciate that. And there isn't anything that appears on these bills that I think to myself, how on earth do people enjoy that? There's everything that appears on the lineup I can enjoy too.
How do you pick local bands when you have to compare them to giants like Blink-182, who have headlined before, who have taken on the world? How do you sort of decide, yeah, these guys who are local can sort of stand beside them in a way?
Well, in lots of respects, the local bands, they come through, varying sort of, competition outlets. Effectively, there's Future Sound here in Leeds. There's the BBC Introducing Stage. There's the Centre Stage activity, where they effectively have rounds of where they gig and they play in front of audiences. Judges judge them. They judge them on the songwriting. They're judging them on their musical ability. They're judging them on their ability to connect with the audiences. And more than anything. The last thing is the most important. The ability to connect with the audience is the absolute if you're in a band. It doesn't matter how good you are. If you're not connecting with the audience, you're a waste of time. Because just musical proficiency is not enough. It is having that relevance to your audience that has to come through. And every single one of the local bands that come through, every single one of the new bands that come through, have got that musical relevance to their audience, and that's how we choose them.
Thank you very much.
How would you say the music industry has changed since you've been running Leeds Festival?
The industry, I mean, it's an interesting question, really, the industry. I mean, clearly the big change in Leeds Festival has been going for 16 years. The big change has been the demise of the big record company contracts that bands used to get. And you know what? Big contracts always make people lazy. It's just the nature of life. And so for me, it's made music get better, because bands are doing what they did during the 40s, during the 30s, during the 20s. They're doing, what they did in the last century, and, what they were doing in the 15th and 16th century for King Henry VIII. They're playing live. And that's what bands do. That's what bands should do, is play live and play in front of audiences. And so for me, the way that it's changed is that music's got better because bands are playing live more.